Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'm talking with singer-songwriter Erica Lundahl from her home in Seattle. Thanks for taking time to talk with me in KVNF.
Thanks so much for having me, Corey.
Erica Lundahl just dropped a brand new album. It's called Daughter, You're a Storyteller, and the whole album is beautiful. I'm very excited to get to share some of your new music with our KVNF listeners, and especially because you've actually spent some time in the North Fork Valley as an artist in residence at Elsewhere in Paonia. I think this was back in 2018 that you were a resident at Elsewhere. Let's go into some music, and then I want to come back and talk to you about the making of your brand new album, Daughter, You're a Storyteller. Tell me about your song called Three Songs of Shattering.
That song is the only song on the record that is not my own words. That song is a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay, who was an early 20th century poet from the East Coast. She was born almost exactly 100 years before me. That poem came out in 1917, right before the Spanish flu. And many of the other big poets of the day, it was like end of World War I or still kind of in it. And then the flu hits and 500,000 people in the United States die. And all the big poets of the day, your William Carlos Williams and Robert Frost, are just depressed. And she was this like 25-year-old, like queer woman committed to joy. And that's what she brought forth in her poems. And I have been deeply inspired by her for a long time and wanted to set this poem of hers to music. And it's a heartbreak song, but I wanted to also bring forth this very joyful energy of reawakening that I feel in so much of her work and as a kind of aspirational energy. I recorded most of the songs on this album over a year ago, so pre-pandemic, but been processing it, coming out into the world and sort of looking back on them retroactively and finding all these resonances.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
I think history gives us a lot of clues as to the present and future if we are awake to wanting to look for them.
Here is Three Songs of Shattering, brand new music from Seattle singer-songwriter Erica Lundahl.
First rose on my rose tree, but it bloomed and shattered on that sad, sad day when to me, nothing mattered. Grief of grief had drained me clean, still it seemed a pity. No one saw, no one saw, oh, that rose must have been very pretty. Let the little birds sing, let the little lambs play. Spring is here and so tis spring, but not in that old way. Let the little birds sing, let the little lambs play. Spring is here and so tis spring, but not in that old way. No, no. No, 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 no. I recall a place where the plum trees grew. There you lifted up your face, and blossoms covered you. And if the little birds sing, and if the little lambs play, spring is here, and so tis spring, but not in that old way, no, no. No, 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 no. Let the little birds sing, and let the little blossoms are underneath the tree. They are brown at the edges, turned in a day, and I would with all my heart. They trimmed a mound for me, and the weeds were tall on all the paths that led this way.
That was Three Songs of Shattering, performed by Erica Lundahl. You're listening to Talk and Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Erica via Zoom. Talk to me about the making of your album, Daughter, You're a Storyteller.
Oh, yeah. So I wrote these songs over the last couple years and then went into the studio for the first time to start laying the tracks down a year ago, March, I think it was. And it was a really joyful experience because I was recording with some of my favorite people in the world. I was recording with my friend Isaac Costello, who helped produce it, and he lives in Hawaii now. And, you know, I co-owned a small recording studio in Seattle for a little while and had helped produce one of his records. And we just had a lot of joy and alignment of wanting to bring forth music as medicine. And then the recording engineer was my partner at the time. So I just got to record the music with some really beautiful people and feel held and supported. And I didn't know exactly how the whole thing was going to hang together. I knew I had this collection of songs that felt like they were all in dialogue with one another, circling around themes of history and sensuality and connection to womanhood and connection to growing your voice and your agency, but you can't always see it when you're doing it. And so it's really just been over, you know, really since COVID hit and the last 9 months of reflecting on how does one bring music forth in this time? You know, what are the new avenues? You can't play out live anymore. You know, why am I even doing it in the first place? You know, so I had to kind of sit with that as the world felt like it was falling apart and figure out how do I bring this music forth as a gift. And so in October, it was just time. As I was going through the summer months, it just felt like this needs to come out and be a release of sorts, like in the sort of more metaphysical sense of just like, let's release this energy. There's been so much somatic trauma in our collective psyches over the last 9 months and the last 4 years and so many different layers of just unsettlement.
Yeah.
So the music came out of that process.
Yeah. It's been intense. We're going to talk about what I think is one of the more intense songs on your new album. Let's talk about your song, No Bullet Cure.
The title of the album comes from this song, No Bullet Cure, and it is a bit of a grokking with, I think I fall into this trap of feeling like whatever I do is not enough sometimes. It's this churning of second guessing. Maybe I should have done this other thing. What would be more effective? What's right? What's better? You know, do I want this career? Maybe I should go in this whole other direction. Oh, God, you can drive yourself insane.
Yeah.
All the second guessing. And this song is a little bit of saying, to hell with that. To hell with that. Like, look at your story, accept it, like, accept yourself at where you are right now. You know, it's okay to feel what you're feeling. I want to feel grateful all the time, but sometimes I don't. Ani DiFranco has this awesome line in one of her songs where she says, "I don't always feel lucky, but I'm smart enough to try." And
that's so good.
And the very real, you know, problems of this world or problems of our own heart that we're working through at any given time, you know, there's rarely an easy answer or a bullet cure, you know, that's going to solve everything all at once. You know, I think that we evolve much slower than our news cycles or than we're able to process information. So I think this song is a little bit of trying to catch up and also slow down with that, all that second guessing. Does that make sense? I think I'm still trying to figure out exactly what the song is
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to No Bullet Cure by singer-songwriter Erica Lundahl.
Lay me up against the wall. Do not let me falter. Let me fall away. I've been a graceful dancer in ballets of gratitude, but not today, not today, not today. I'm in no mood. Make haste to the nursery of true resiliency. In the thicket there's a pharmacy, but you gotta know what to look for, and they're looking so tricky. I tried out different medicine to keep my head above my chin, but still my soul feels meek of you to speak the words mercy, compassion. I fought like hell with angels. I held the anger with the sage. 40 days and my soul. I heard it rip, I heard God, she said. Ooh, little heroine, trying to save a world drowning. Keep breathing, keep breathing, keep breathing oxygen. Try again, try again, try again in the morning. No bullet cure. There's no bullet cure. No bullet cure. No bullet cure. She said you never, 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 never turn your back on the ocean. And you never, 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 never say never. Is the sacred dirt in your hand if you're a farmer dying? Daughter, your story teller. Daughter, embrace your power. Daughter, daughter, daughter. I planted seeds upon my tongue. They attracted bees that stung. Now I'm making meaning from the pains of growing. I read up all the books I own. Planted trees where my sisters had fallen. Now I'm trying my heart. It's an honest communication. And I'm trying my tongue with all the sacred words. Mercy, compassion. Mercy, 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 compassion.
That was No Bullet Cure, brand new music from Erika Lundahl off her new album, Daughter, You're a Storyteller. It just came out on October 30th. I love your lyrics. I feel like you're able to say so much in your lyrics while not overdoing it. How did you learn how to write lyrics? What has that process been like for you?
Oh, practice writing a lot of bad lyrics. No, writing for me is a cathartic act. I don't often think really full thoughts. I think it comes out on the page. It comes out through the act of doing for me to figure out how I feel about things, how I want to move in the world. And I've always been drawn to, you know, more traditional rhyme schemes and sonnets. And that's part of why I love Edna St. Vincent Millay. She writes in this very traditional sonic, you know, there's these old formats of traditional poems, but then she was writing very topically and very relatably about her life and being this, like, this modern woman and writing about, you know, radical concepts of loving someone of your own gender or kind of pushing back against different stereotypes in her work. So I think I absorbed a lot of that syntax and that framing of using traditional song forms in one way or another, or rhyme schemes. Just the sounds of language can really stir you up and can overshadow the linear meaning of it. Anyway, a lot of experimentation, I guess, is the answer to your question. A lot of trial and error. And I believe that all art is a process of emergence.
Mm.
And I love getting to almost watch it get made through that emergence where you're the one doing it, but it's also kind of channeling through you.
Yeah. Ooh, cool. I'm like, it's so intimate, this process.
Yeah.
And I think it's so cool that you as a songwriter can write something that's cathartic for you, that you might not, like you said, be fully processing it while it's happening, but that it's also relatable to other people. That is fascinating to me.
That's always the hope. You can never guarantee it.
I really love your song, Raw Silver. This one starts out with a deep bass line and kind of a mix of what I would consider Joni Mitchell meets Fiona Apple. What's the story behind Raw Silver?
Well, the bass line and all that beautiful percussion that you're going to hear, I owe a lot to my dear friend Isaac, who produced it, who he's a bassist. And we wanted to create this boat that you were in for that song, as it's just kind of as you're going along. And, you know, the lyrics were inspired initially by a friend of mine who has synesthesia. It's when your senses can get a little distorted. You can maybe see color when you're talking to a person or when you're listening to sounds. And synesthesia is an interesting word. It comes from the Greek, and the synth means together, and the aesthesia means perception. So it's like together perceptions, you know, kind of this mixing of the five senses. So that song kind of was triggered by thinking about that, how messy all of our senses are, how intertwined they are, along as they're kind of all stirring in our psyches and our subconscious. And that there's a playful quality to that, if you can lean into exploring that playfulness and sensuality of how weird we are as humans, as we're trying to process all the stimuli coming in from our sights and smells and
Facebook.
Yo, God, right? Oh, get me away from it. I can't stop. Get me away from it. Yeah. Ooh. And that overstimulation, you know, it can almost starve your ability to think clearly in some ways.
Yeah.
You know, kind of hollow you out from being able to feel things, to actually, like, understand what you're feeling. And I don't know that we always need to understand what we're feeling, but I do want to strive towards feeling more joyful and more present. And so I think that there's a little bit of that mixed in this song too, of trying to aim my craft towards joy.
Yeah. Here is Raw Silver by Seattle musician Erika Lundahl.
Thank you. like to walk to the edge of the boardwalk. I like to dream of the edge of my dreams. Give me your name and I'll taste you in colors. If you thought it was simple, watch it come out at the seams. Come out. Come out. She is green in my mind with a touch of raw silver. He is gray in the morning, but gold when I hold him. Just at brown when we go to bed as lovers, and it's anyone's guess in the whole wide world. It's anyone's guess in the whole wide world when we're underneath those covers,
That was Ross Silver, a brand new song from Erika Lundahl off her new album, Daughter, Your Storyteller. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Erika over Zoom. I said this earlier, but it's so great to see you, even virtually. And we're talking on November 10th, 2020. We're post-election. What's Seattle like right now?
You know, Seattle is grokking along with the rest of the country. I think we have had, you know, 160 plus days of protests for Black Lives, including the night of the election and the night after the election and the night after that and the night after that. And I was on the streets the night after the election for one of the larger protests of recently. And, you know, I think that I'm processing how do I best bring my gifts sustainably to help make the world that I want. I'm really inspired coming out of the election, seeing all the local victories and all of the city ballot initiatives that are going to do really great things for us moving forward. And gosh, you know, I don't know if you relate to this, but that question of like, how are you doing or how is your city? I feel like we're all so exhausted, you know,
yeah,
from everything that I don't even know how to answer that question a lot of times, mm-hmm. but I do feel hope right now. And I feel inspiration seeing how many people came out in the election, how engaged everyone was, and seeing the fight for justice and the fight for Black lives being such a part of the conversation. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm here for it. And yeah. I want to be as awake as possible to how I can be a part of it sustainably.
That's very considerate of you. Well, where can our listeners find your music, including your brand new album, Daughter, You're a Storyteller?
You can purchase it on Bandcamp, and it's on Spotify. And then I've been very active on Patreon, which is a CSA, you know, instead of community supported agriculture, it's community supported artist. People can join me on that platform and support for $1 a month or $3 a month or $5 a month or whatever feels authentic. And then you get all of my music first, along with stories and poems and all sorts of other things.
Oh, I love that. And I can link your Patreon when I post the story to kvnf.org for our listeners. Erica, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. And I'm so excited about your new album.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And thanks to KVNF for having me. I really, I'm honored. It feels like coming full circle because probably some of the seeds of the songs were getting going about 2 years ago when I was at Elsewhere. And here we are.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Erica Lundahl's music. We'll go out on a song off of her brand new album, Daughter, You're a Storyteller. This one is called Go to Ground. Thank you for listening.
I sense a hollowing, afraid I gave myself away again. Trying to be the gift, trying to be the gift that kept on giving. But flowers do not bloom all the year around. Sometimes you've got to go, sometimes you've got to go, sometimes you've got to go to ground. Kiss it once with care for how its shadow made me. Kiss it twice for what it gave me in my journey of returning. Kiss it thrice and set it down upon the land. Body, earth, soil. Watch me try to understand. Here is truth, and here is toiling. Here is grace, and here is growing. Here is love, and here is suffering. The great experiment of living in our hands. In our hands. Do not bloom all the year round. Sometimes you've got to go, sometimes you've got to go, sometimes you've got to go to ground. Child of this learning, I'm a child of this turning, I'm a child of growth. grace. I'm a child of this learning, I'm a child of this turning, I'm a child of grace. I'm a child of this learning, I'm a child of this turning, I'm a child of grace. Ever evolving into the person I'm here to be. I've been breathing long and deep, for the labor does require me to be here, to be present, grateful for the ones that came before, to listen to the lessons as they come from whatever tongue, whatever blundering I have done, pain I brought in wrong. Forgive me, oh heavens.